Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
So my name is Mike Van Quickenborn, and I am here at Holden Village this week. And my topic right now is about sports and philosophy on the moral value of sports. And I thought I might just elaborate a little bit on one aspect of that. So one of the things that I'll be wrestling with is the tension that I think is found in sports between sports as promoting certain virtues, but at the same time, some people might argue, including myself, that sports can also lead to what might be termed vicious behavior that, you know, that is in line with the vices. So just to give an example of that, in our contemporary society, I would argue that, and this is a good thing, that it's more and more likely that people do not face dangerous situations in their lives. At the same time, right, we all know that there can be times when a dangerous situation might arise. And if we have no experience with dealing with any kind of danger at all, we're going to be less likely to be able to handle such a situation in a productive, in a useful way. And so one thing that I think sporting environment or participating in sports can provide us with is an opportunity to face danger in some limited context, whether that be trying to go up for a basket in basketball and, you know, there's the possibility that your shot might get blocked, you might get bumped into, this kind of thing. Or in my own case, I like to ride a mountain bike. If you're going down a steep slope, you realize, yes, you could flip over, hurt yourself in some way, and then you hopefully can steel yourself with some courage to be able to do that. And in experiencing these, again, limited amounts of danger, should a more dangerous situation occur in your life, you'll be better prepared for that. At the same time, of course, we all know that competition is a big part of sports. And competition, the desire to win, is not necessarily always a good thing and certainly can lead to what we might call immoral behavior. Certainly, at the very least, if somebody thinks of ways to cheat the system in some way, for example, by using performance-enhancing drugs when those are prohibited. And so there can be made the case, I think, that competition can promote bad behavior along these lines. I like to ask my audiences, you know, well, what do you think? Do you think sports is more likely to produce good things or bad things? And I usually find that it's somewhere between the two. Having said that, I like to then tell my audiences that, of course, we need to recognize that competition is not a necessary part of sports, that there are many sports that don't involve competition at all. One of my favorites that is often practiced here at Holden Village would be, you know, participating in hacky sack, keeping the foot bag up in the air. And that's a very cooperative kind of sporting activity, I would say, and doesn't involve competition. In fact, it involves cooperation. And there are others. I also like to share with my audiences that though there are sort of the prime examples of sports in our culture, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, and the like, which are highly competitive in our cultures, I think it's important to let people know that there are other sports out there, for example, perhaps hacky sack, but others that I share in my presentation that people might not have heard about, and that maybe these are sports that might be better if we pursued than others. So, for example, football, mixed martial arts is very popular these days. These are sports that really are exclusively masculine pursuits, maybe not mixed martial arts, I guess, in some cases, but they're certainly dominated by male participants. That can have some damaging repercussions when it comes to our concept of masculinity, when it comes to the furtherance of misogyny and the like. And so I like to point out to my audiences that there are other sports that, in fact, women might have an advantage over men in, or that might appeal to both sexes equally. So one of my goals in my talk is just to perhaps open people's minds to other ways to think about sports, as well as to think about the, think about the moral implications of participating in sports and even viewing them as fans.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.